balls are flying, sweat is pouring and people are dodging. Local groups come out and play a game normally seen only in elementary school gymnasiums, dodgeball. Jam Sports is an organization that hosts all kinds of games in an intramural fashion. They give people a chance to play sports at a very easy-going and fun pace. If you just kind of want to have that inner rural vibe where you're kinda busy, but want to play ball, dodgeball or kickball, this is for you, said Rolston Miller, founder of Jam Sports. At the Portuguese Oriental Sports Club at 1054 Shellard Side Road in Cambridge, the sand that is usually reserved for beach volleyball is full of grown adults, throwing soft foam balls at each other. All of the people playing these games are either friends from work, gyms, clubs or are just looking to stay active. This is the key demographic Miller wants to hit, those who are looking to be competitive, but ultimately have fun. Two of the teams are composed of friends from F45 Training Gym in Waterloo and members of the Portuguese club who range in age from their 30s to their 60s. The teams line up on each end and with a 1.2.3 dodgeball. The teams are off, after their respective balls, trying to throw them as hard as they can to hit the other team until all players are eliminated. There is something fascinating and entertaining about watching grown adults throw foam with such force, trying their hardest to bob and weave through the hailstorm coming from their opponents, Miller said. All of the players are trying to remember the 5 Ds of dodgeball. Dodge, duck, dip, dive and dodge, to quote the 2004 Ben Stiller, Vince Vaughn comedy Dodgeball, a true underdog story. Chase Boyle and Nick Foti from F45 Gym have been hit and are waiting on the sidelines watching and cheering on their remaining teammates. It's nice to get out in the sun and chuck some balls around. It's just really good to hang out after work, just unwind from the day and just be a little bit active, Boyle said. Having only been playing for 3 weeks with their team, Boyle and Foti are playing like veterans, calling to their teammates and helping self-referee the games. Our arms are tired from throwing all these balls, but it's all worth it, Foti added. This camaraderie and sportsmanship is exactly what Jam is about according to Miller. This is how people stay in touch with friends from high school or college, go out on a date night with their significant other or get out and meet new people. All skill levels are welcomed and are encouraged to get involved. Rick Martin sits on the board of directors for the Portuguese club and said, "Even an older man like him can still get in and play some dodgeball." One of the ladies on our team is in her 60s, Martin said. This is just an amazing way to stay active and compete with friends. Jam Sports was started back in 1996 by founder Christy Harold. Her goal was to connect communities through sport and now Jam has over 13 clubs throughout Canada and the United States. Miller is originally from Cambridge, so when Jam finally came to the city, it was a proud moment for Miller and his team. Cambridge is a very active area and there's a lot of different interests. We always say that we're your one-stop shop for a social sports league, we got it all, he said. An emphasis made by Harold and echoed by Miller is on the power of play. He said that there are so many benefits to playing sports and getting active. It can improve physical health, mental health and satisfy our need for socialization. I believe there's an age-old saying, we don't stop playing, because we get old. We get old because we stop playing, Miller said. We hear people talk about the importance of sports for kids and youth and that is a given, but it's as important for adults. All of the teams playing dodgeball in the hot sand of the Portuguese club have beet red faces, some have bandages on their arms, but all of them are having fun and connecting with each other. It may be 1,000 degrees out here, but I'm having fun with my team. Win or lose, we're still having a blast, Martin said.